Welcome back to the old switcheroo, where we watch half the movie, and neither of us saw Dune 1.
Did you watch Dune 2?
No.
I want to watch Dune 2, zero interest in Dune 1.
I only want to watch Dune 1 insofar as I'm excited to see Dune 2.
Yeah, I just want to watch
Dune. Seems like a good way to kill time leading up to Dune 2.
To get excited. Yeah, when does it come out? I want that popcorn bucket.
Oh yeah, that is some nasty brilliant marketing. The Dune popcorn bucket.
Wouldn't it be funny if we switched and we had to switch buckets?
Like we both got a Dune bucket? Or wait, do they only give it if you're seeing Dune?
I'm sure you
like can. If I went to see Trolls, which was probably still in theater.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
The Dune bucket, if you haven't seen it, which if you use the internet, you have, mm-hmm. is they put like a strange...
A dune?
It might be a dune. It looks like... it looks like you could easily add the suffix ussy to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to put your arm through like a silicone portal.
Yeah, it's like a car wash.
Ah, it's a little car washy. It's got like tentacly things to get the popcorn. Right. There's a viral clip of the cast talking about it because what is going on with that? Also, I'm not sure if that's something they are actually putting out or if that was like.
I feel like it's real.
Or if they're like, nah, this is clearly a bad
judgment.
Yeah, it definitely looks like you're reaching into an orifice.
Yeah.
It's definitely an orifice popcorn bucket. Anyways, as big fans of going to the movies, I think we should at least get the bucket.
Yeah.
This week's movie was inspired by a trivia question.
Mm-hmm. That Susie apparently knew the answer to?
Yeah, I don't know why. The question was like, what 2015 comedy starring Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell exists? I guess. I don't remember the question. Yeah. And I knew that it was Get Hard. I thought that it might be, like, Get Tough or something. Because I was like, they wouldn't call it Get Hard. Get Hard is, like, a pornography title.
Right. But they did.
But they did call it that. And that was on purpose. I should have known better.
Have you seen this movie before? No, I was worried.
I definitely have not seen it.
Also, you were able to describe.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing at trivia. I was like, yeah, it's the one with the poster where Will Ferrell is getting cornrows from Kevin Hart. Which I can picture, obviously vividly. Enough to tell you about a movie I did not see in a year where I also wasn't really watching movies.
Right. I thought it was going to be another Baywatch situation where...
I was worried about that too, but I've definitely not seen this movie.
Okay. I wasn't surprised you had seen Baywatch. Would have been surprised if you somehow...
Yeah, Baywatch fits pretty solidly into my, like, COVID movie watching style. Meaning... It's shit that would autoplay on Tubi.
Right. Yeah. So we each watched half of Get Hard.
Yep. We spun Picker Wheel. Pickerwheel.com.
I got Hard.
I got Get.
It's nice when we share a streaming service.
Yeah, because then you could just press play.
Yeah.
You can also...
Okay. I mean, we didn't share anything.
We didn't... We would never do that. Okay, I'm not gonna shit talk Max every single time.
But
that app still sucks.
The app still sucks. There's ads now. The middle of the movie.
Like at bad times.
Yeah.
Not even natural pausing places. They just shove them in wherever they want.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. But it is nice to just click play where the other person left off and not worry about. I mean, it's just, I don't know why it's hard to communicate. It should be easy to be like, we stopped at 48 minutes, and yet somehow we have never, I'm convinced we've never actually started and stopped at the same point when we just give numbers. But it's partly because of the streaming services.
Yeah, because also I think ads maybe make a difference, like how they pop up. Like if we watch something on Hulu and like you don't have ads and I do. I think, like, how I click through it and then, like, it pauses a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's just hard to see.
Yeah.
Regardless, we got to just press play and pause on Get Hard, which is not on Freevee the way you would expect it to be.
It should be.
Should be.
It's because they're boys.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Are you saying that because of the Heat?
Yeah. I feel like it should be on whatever the Heat is on.
I think it's a better movie than The Heat.
Really?
I think it... Yeah, well, you didn't see the first half.
There's some nuance to it.
There's nuance to it that yeah. The Heat is more of just, like, a goofy ass...
Yeah.
Like, The Heat, I was too harsh on when we did it, but this is definitely more structured.
Yeah.
And has more... What are you drinking? Boxed water?
Yeah. But this does expire pretty soon because it's in a box. Oh, shit, it's expired. Oh, I should go look at this. I got this from work.
Yeah. Oh, also, a couple other things we talked about before we started the movie. Number one, Alexis was concerned she would get the cornrows in her half of the movie, which I think is possible because clearly if the man is going to jail, he's probably in jail in the second half.
Right.
That's all I have to say about that. The other thing that came up is that while I was Googling it, I was kind of trying to get a read on if I'd watch this movie. Again, have not. But there was a moment where, in all the press about it, I guess Will Ferrell was trying really hard to keep the rating R. Was it R or PG-13?
It was R.
It was R. Yeah, okay. He wanted to keep the R rating, and I said because of a not safe for work prison joke. But I didn't want to spoil it for Alexis, as if there's more than one not safe for work prison joke. There's not. There's just the one. It's butt sex.
Right.
That's the joke. It might be the premise of the movie.
Is it butt sex? Mine had less butt sex. Yours have a lot of butt sex? Mine had no butt sex.
So mine didn't have any butt sex, but it didn't Talks have about. No butt sex. Did you see Will Ferrell's butt?
I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah, it's been out before. Yeah.
Not this time.
Okay.
I didn't see it this morning.
You want to take us away with the second half?
Okay, so it starts off... They're, like, making shivs. Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell. Not in jail.
Do they even go to jail in this movie? Don't tell me. I have a prediction that he goes to jail for, like, one day and then gets out.
You're not far.
I feel like he goes for, like, one day after doing all this, and then they're like, you're a white man, your lawyer got you out. That's what I'm pretty sure happens in this movie.
So they're making shivs, and I don't remember exactly how, but Kevin Hart accidentally, like, stabbed him in the head, and it got stuck in his head. So then they're driving. I thought they were going to the hospital, but they were going to Kevin Hart's house, and his, like, wife takes this shiv out and saves him. But it was pretty far in there. It was like 5 minutes of them driving and like Will Ferrell was slowly deteriorating. So then they're sitting at dinner with Kevin Hart, his wife, and his child. And Will Ferrell's like over his food and like eating it really fast and like not letting anybody look at his food. And then the kid starts eating that way and the mom's like, don't eat like that. And she's like, well, he's doing it. And Kevin Hart's like, James, you don't have to do this here. And he's like, well, you told me I need to protect my food. And so at this point, I'm like, okay, so Kevin Hart is teaching Will Ferrell how to exist in jail.
That is half of it. That's admittedly half of what's going on.
But then Will Ferrell's like, you still haven't told me why you went to prison. And then he was like, oh, I can't tell you that story yet. And then the wife was like, no, tell him. Tell him every detail. And then he's like, I'm not going to do it in front of the kid. And then the mom was like, oh, she's the daughter of a convicted felon. Why don't you say it? And then he gives the plot of Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, sounds right.
And Will Ferrell's like, wow, that's crazy. And then Will Ferrell leaves or something, and the kid's like, Dad, I've seen Boys in the Hood.
Good. I'm glad that kid has seen it.
Well, he's like, don't tell your friends that. I was wondering why she was so quiet this whole time.
Yeah, me too.
He's like, don't tell anyone that your dad's a felon. That's not true. And she's like, yeah, I've seen Boys in the Hood. I know you're lying. Oh, they're like, the wife tells Kevin Hart, like, you're not actually teaching this man anything. You didn't even go to prison. Like, he's gonna be so fucked. And so then Kevin takes him to this gang called Crenshaw to like ask them to protect him in prison. And also while they're there, Will Ferrell's like, oh, you're Kevin's cousin who he took the fall for. And then the guy's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then shit. He starts telling the plot of Boys in the Hood. And then the guys are like, oh, Boys in the Hood. And it's still way over Will Ferrell's head.
Yeah. He's so, maybe never seen a movie.
No. Yeah. So then they go to... So he's like, all right, I can't protect you, but I know somebody could. So then they send them to this, like, basically a white supremacist gang to join. And... on the way there, it's so stupid. Kevin Hart is trying to get Will Ferrell to say the N-word. So he does one of those, like, word tricks. You know, where he's like, say what
like connects... rhyme with... Yeah.
Yeah, like, say what connects with your leg to your thigh. You know.
Yeah.
And then he says it. And he's, like, confused that he said it. He drops him off at, like, the white bar. And Kevin doesn't go in. The white guys are all just saying a hard R the entire time. Just a bunch of white guys just being racist. But Will Ferrell can't say it. And he keeps saying knee, just knee. And then because he can't be racist, they think he's a cop.
Oh my God.
And then Kevin Hart goes in to check on him. And then they get out of there, basically.
That was just to try seeing if he could do white supremacy as a protection?
Well, yeah, he was going to see if he can get someone inside who was a part of their gang to protect him. But it didn't work. That's right. Kevin Hart comes in with a flamethrower. And he just scares all the white supremacist people. This is where I started to get confused. Because it was less obvious than whatever that was.
Right.
They're like stealing a computer. They're trying to figure out this guy, Martin, who I think works with Will Ferrell or is his boss or something.
Is that the guy from Parenthood? How many times will I ask you this question and mean different people and you'll still never know? Wait, let me look at 1 second, please.
Yeah.
Confirmed, it's the man from Parenthood.
And so they like find evidence that it wasn't Will Ferrell's fault, it was his boss's fault. They're like embezzlement or something.
Yeah.
And then
which should have been obvious from the fact that Will Ferrell clearly isn't doing anything at all at his show.
No.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I never saw him work.
Neither did I.
No one asked.
Did you notice in your half that he's doing president business in this movie? Same as Lego Movie and Barbie Movie?
No.
I didn't realize how many president business roles
wow.
Will Ferrell has.
I didn't think about it.
That's what his job is.
Yeah.
Just wow. Guy who has like a
he's typecasted.
Bluetooth headset to answer calls.
Yeah.
Where he just says gibberish numbers. Yeah. But we know and he knows that he's not doing shit. Yeah.
Also at some point it becomes clear to Will Ferrell that Kevin Hart didn't actually go to jail.
Oh, he figures
really,
that out?
Yeah, he gets really upset about it. So then he goes back to the Crenshaw gang, which was the one that Kevin Hart tried to introduce him to. And they finally accept him.
Is that the white supremacist?
No, that's okay.
I was like, wait, no, is that the ending of the story?
No. So then he gets accepted into the other gang. But then Kevin Hart convinces him to like, no, like this guy, you don't even need to go to jail. Like, this is your boss's fault. This is Martin's fault. So they like sneak onto his yacht. And try to, like, steal his computer.
Was this, like, an excuse to use the flamethrower again or something?
Maybe.
Because...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Will Ferrell, like, randomly does a bunch of, like, martial arts and, like, can fight his way out of this. I don't know if he learned that earlier.
Yeah, he said he was good at one of those.
Capoeira. Yeah, he does, like, a whole thing. And then the whole time Kevin Hart's like, whoa.
I hope at least one person thinks this movie has Kevin James in it.
There was an ankle monitor that went off on Will Ferrell
because
he like crossed county lines. And this whole time I just kind of figured, I mean, it made sense.
That he'd be able to just, oh, Yeah.
That he was wearing an ankle monitor. It just hadn't come up yet. So they get the computer and they basically make up once they're on the yacht.
Kevin and Will?
Yeah. And they get the computer, bring it to the police, and prove that it was his boss that was doing embezzlement and not him.
Wow. That easy, huh? Just submitting a computer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
And Will Ferrell had, like, an unlicensed gun, though. And so he still had to go to jail for 6 months.
He was sentenced to, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes to jail for, like, 6 months. Mm-hmm. And he helps Kevin Hart with his investments. And so Kevin Hart and his wife open up a car wash business. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, a bunch of, like, there's, like, a montage of them opening up a car wash. And him, like, driving through the car wash with his daughter. It's a whole thing. But yeah, they don't even show him, like, walking into prison. Kevin Hart picks him up, though. And he's like, yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. Because you made me hard. At the times when I thought about not being hard, I thought about you, and then I got harder. And then he was like, all right, you're back to freedom. What are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to get a Wall Street Journal and a 40. That's the perfect Sunday. While Tupac was playing. At some point, he referenced, when he found out that Kevin Hart didn't actually go to jail, he was like, I almost sucked a dick. I remember that line.
Dude, I deadass thought I was about to see Will Ferrell suck a dick at one point.
You're like, he fought for this.
Yeah. And that's that, huh?
Yep, that's pretty much sums it up.
Kevin Hart's pretty funny.
Yeah, no,
they're both funny.
Yeah. Kevin Hart did a good job.
The unfortunate part about Kevin Hart is every time you just pair, like, okay, you pair Kevin Hart up with Shaq, it's like, obviously the bit is Kevin's short, Shaq is huge. A really similar pairing is happening with Will Ferrell. Not that Will Ferrell's Shaq, but it's like, okay, we got the little black guy and the big white guy.
Yeah. What about when they pair him with The Rock?
I think that's less obvious.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the Shaq thing is obviously, like, the joke is very small, very large. Yeah. The Rock, whatever. I continue to not know how I actually feel about that man or his performance in anything. So.
Was there any questions you had about the second half that I maybe missed?
Did you get any Alison Brie in your half? These movies just don't care about women.
No,
like, it's crazy, like, okay, how they're like, we totally, like, if you saw the whole movie, you'd be like, oh, he had a wife that, yeah, I guess she did get divorced from him at some point and leave, but
Will Ferrell
was married to Alison Brie in the first half. They had, like, she broke up with him in my half, but I was curious if she, like, it's crazy how in movies where the wife exists and it's like the female character,
yeah,
they're okay with her just never peeking back in for a
That's crazy.
And on top of that, the character that's the guy from Parenthood, whose name is
Martin,
that's her dad. But he, like, likes Will Ferrell. It's kind of like a weird son-in-law. I wish I could give my money to a boy and not a girl kind of situation. And they're pretty obvious about that. So the setup of this movie, the lives of two men in L.A. The first one is Will Ferrell waking up in his, like, luxury-ass mansion. But yeah, so he lives in a luxury mansion. He's married to Alison Brie. Alison Brie's, like, gorgeous, dressed like a porn star for no reason. Yeah, just clearly makes a lot of money. She wants to, like, upgrade the house. Meanwhile, Kevin Hart is, like, a working-class father who has to send his daughter to a school that he calls a school for gangbangers because he can't afford to live in a better neighborhood. And in the opening scene of it, he's trying to get $30,000 for a down payment on a house so that he can move out of that neighborhood, get his daughter into a better school. And what he does is he washes cars, but he doesn't have, like, a whole setup or anything. He just, like, does wash. Like, that's the only income he's getting. And one of the people he washes cars for is Will Ferrell's character. So Will Ferrell's character gets this big promotion.
I assumed Will Ferrell's character went on, like, Craigslist and was, like, looking for someone to teach me how to get hard.
Like, he was, like, looking for it?
Yeah.
No. They already knew each other, kind of. And Kevin Hart is, like, very much trying to play by everyone's rules. He's, like, kind of a nerd. He's wearing khakis the whole fucking time. Yeah, just like working class dad, basically.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Will Ferrell's like fucking ladies and doing drugs and
yeah,
making insane business deals that get him $3 million in 5 minutes or whatever. And Kevin Hart's like scraping his nickels together.
Yeah.
And they also showed like a bunch of shots of LA, like all the like luxury high rises and then like homeless people. So it was like in the first fucking 5 minutes of this movie, it was like, this is what the movie is. There's the rich people who are white and tall like Will Ferrell. And then there's the poor black people who are trying really hard to get even an ounce of money that these fucking people make. But Will Ferrell gets promoted and he gets promoted because he has this big talk with, I think the guy who owns the company is the dad of his fiance. And the dad of his fiance is like, you know, I had such humble beginnings. Look at this photo of me when I was young. Oh, I started with just this computer and a $70 million loan from my dad. And Will Ferrell's like, wow, that's incredible. I would love to be just like you. And he's like, I think it's time you start calling me dad. Like, all right, dad. So he gets promoted. He comes downstairs from getting promoted and his car just got finished being washed. I don't know if Kevin Hart like washes the cars that park in this garage, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how car washes work. Will Ferrell comes down. He's like, I just got this promotion. Isn't that great? And Kevin Hart's character is like, yeah. So I was thinking, like, what if I sell you a lifetime membership to get your car washed and you pay me $30,000 and then I wash your car for life and you don't ever have to think about paying me again? Because he's just trying to get a down payment for a house.
Yeah.
And Will Ferrell's like, heck no. I'm good. I just made so much money that I could just buy a new car every time I want to get it washed. I don't need to buy from you. And he's like flipping through his bankroll of giant bills.
Yeah.
And he's like, I tell you what, though. And he's like flipping through like all these hundreds, fifties. And the whole time Kevin Hart's character is like, no, you don't need to give me that much, sir. No, that's way too much, sir. You don't need to do that. And then finally he gets down to the bottom and he gives him like two singles. And he's like, oh, great. Thanks. Then we get to see the like celebration party of Will Ferrell's promotion. It's a whole big, huge shindig where they're at his giant ass mansion. Allison Brie wants a bigger house. She's like, this one's too big, or this one's not big enough. There's like echoes happening while she's saying this. And John Mayer is performing at the...
I didn't get any John Mayer in my half.
John Mayer comes up more than once in my half.
Really?
John Mayer, I was actually glad I got to see like the callback to it. John Mayer's at the party where he's being promoted, and he's just being a douchebag. Like, he's singing a douchebaggy song about, like, getting a promotion.
Right.
And Will Ferrell also is gifted, like, an electric guitar by his fiance, and he's, like, playing along with it. It's so corny. It's exactly what you'd imagine rich people are doing. And then he gets arrested by the FBI at that party for embezzlement and all the crazy things that, all the white-collar crimes that rich people get arrested for.
Right.
He gets arrested. He gets hauled out. Like, there's people at the party who are immediately, like, filming him. They're like, yeah, we hate that guy. I'm glad he's going down. Finally, this is happening. And I forget how he ends up talking to Kevin Hart again. Maybe it's related to his car again, probably. But he's like, ah, I'm going to prison. I'm so scared. Kevin Hart's like, you can't be. It can't. Like, they're not sending you to a bad prison, knowing your circumstances. He's like, no, I'm going to San Quentin. And Kevin Hart's like, oh, shit, you're screwed. And Will Ferrell's like, well, what was it like when you were in prison? Mm-hmm. And Kevin Hart's character's like, oh, I'm sorry. What was it that made you think that I've been to prison? Why do you think that? And he's like, oh, well, I do statistical analysis for a living. And Kevin Hart's like, so go on. And he's like, okay, yeah, so one out of every three black men goes to prison. So I'm just... thinking, he's like, if you have a piece of pizza that has three black slices and I pull one out, that slice of black pizza has been to prison. And Kevin Hart is like, what the fuck? But then Will Ferrell is like, I'll pay you to teach me how to get hard for prison. And Kevin Hart is like, in his head, like, I can't fucking do this because I've never been to prison and I'm a nerd. But he agreed. He's like, well, he says no. He's like, I would need way too much money for this to even be slightly okay. And he's like, well, how much do you need? He's like, I need $30,000. And Wilfred was like, done. Done and done. And then he tries to, like, give him a handshake, but he tries, like, three different things that are, like, not regular handshakes. Mm. And then finally Kevin Hart's like, just shake my hand, dude. And he does. And he's like, oh, normal. And then it becomes 30 days till going to prison. And it's basically...
Oh, yeah. There was a countdown.
Yeah. So then it's like every few days there's a new thing that most of the scenes are... And then this is the entire rest of the part of the movie that I got. Is it's just like every few days there's...
A new.
It's basically like a sketch comedy thing.
I forgot to mention, before they went to the gang, the first gang, the Crenshaw gang,
yeah.
Kevin Hart was trying to warn him, like, just casual, like, don't be crazy. And he's like, oh, you want me to wear, like, he's like, these guys are, like, a little bit harder. And he goes, oh, so you want me to do blackface? He's like, nope.
Nope.
That's not it. And then there was, like, a moment, it was sitting in the car waiting for Will Ferrell to walk out, and it's like, is he about to do blackface?
No.
He didn't. But he did dress like Lil Wayne.
Did he get cornrows?
No.
He didn't get cornrows in my half either. I knew it. I was like, that's a movie promo. That's poster material. That's not something that happened. No, yeah, he didn't do that. I feel like, well, I guess it is what the poster showed. So they begin their training.
Yeah.
I'll just ruin this joke. Every single training until the one you saw, Kevin Hart at some point interrupts to pretend to shiv Will Ferrell's character. And most of them, he does it, like, a bunch of times. So he'll just, like... Will Ferrell was doing... It kind of looked like fake Tai Chi. It didn't look like fake Capoeira, but whatever. And he was just kind of, like, moving his arms and torso around. And Kevin Hart is like, okay. And he picked up a TV remote and was like, shiv, 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 shiv. You're dead. And he would just do that for pretty much everything. Kevin Hart, like, set up a... prison bunk in his fancy house, which that's a waste of time. He's gonna be in the bunk for 10 years, you think? And then you're gonna put him in a bunk for the 30 days beforehand? It didn't make sense to me. I thought this was fun. All of the people who work for Will Ferrell, so like all the landscaping people, the maids, all come in and pretend to be other inmates and they're like being rude to him and stuff, which was fun. They basically just did a bunch of bits like this. There was one where there was this one bit that actually went on too long where I was like, I was the first like 20 minutes of this movie, I was like, this might actually be a good movie, this might be underrated. And then I saw this and I was like, nah. They go on and on and on. They're on the basketball, or they're on the tennis court, be the yard. Kevin Hart is playing a character. He's playing like a hard black guy who's out in the yard. He started calling himself some other name, and Will Ferrell's like not catching on right away. He's like, why are you doing that? Why are you saying that to me? And Kevin Hart's like, hey, you got to get away from me. Blah, blah, blah. And then Will Ferrell turns around to get away, and Kevin Hart runs around on the other side and pulls his beanie down differently, and now he's playing, like, a Mexican gangster. And then he just keeps running back and forth, being the Mexican guy and the black guy, and the Mexican guy and the black guy start, like, yelling racial slurs at each other. And Will Ferrell's caught in the middle, but he's also, like, trying to keep up with with which character is which.
Yeah.
And also, it's actually kind of funny because he does start playing along, but it's clearly he's just deeply confused. And then Kevin Hart pops in and he's another character who's definitely just like a creepy gay man who's like touching Will Ferrell a lot, and he's like, you can come with me, baby, we'll get out of here. And then Will Ferrell mistakes this character to be a woman. So then when the, like, hard black guy character, Kevin Hart running back and forth, doing different beanies for all of these, doing different accents, he runs back and he's the black guy, and the black guy threatens to punch the one who's hitting on Will Ferrell, and Will Ferrell's like, you can't hit a woman! So stupid. And then I think at the end of it, Will Ferrell gets shivved. But that went on for so long that I was like, oh, this is another... Who's still doing this? Because, like, Adam Sandler movies follow a little bit of, like, a sketch comedy SNL-type vibe. Mm-hmm. Andy Samberg movies do it. Will Ferrell movies do it. Where they're all just kind of, like, fucking around with basically sketch ideas that they shove into a movie.
I think any of those new, like, SNL people movies...
Like, who?
I don't know.
Movies still?
There's...
It's not, well, like, no, not Pete Davidson's movies. Those are structured.
Those are
normally.
All just about.
Yeah, they're just Pete about. Pete Davidson. If his stand-up set was a movie instead.
Yeah.
If he invited Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Sorry, FKA Machine Gun Kelly. So that was one of the bits. Oh, and then the dick sucking bit. Kevin Hart takes Will Ferrell to. Oh, sorry. Also, I need to make this clear. This is brought up in every single one of these bits. The primary objective for getting hard is to not get
fucked
in prison. That is it. That is the thing he is most worried about. And it's one of these things where, like, I know it's, like, so homophobic, it's making fun of homophobia. The way I see it, I'm sure there are people who read it differently.
Yeah.
But in my eyes, it was like, wow, somebody's going to prison and the thing they're most worried about right. is the chance of maybe having a homosexual encounter. Like, that's funny to me, especially when the
because it's making him look stupid.
It makes him look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on top of that, this is the same guy who assumed the black guy who wears khakis and owns a business has been to jail.
Right.
Like, yeah, so yeah. clearly this guy's an idiot. I'm okay with him being this homophobic because he's an idiot. But Kevin Hart, it's literally every single bit is like, and then you're not going to get fucked or like you're going to whatever. So then he's like, you know what? Maybe you just got to get good. Maybe you just got to suck a dick. Maybe you just got to be the best dick sucker. They're having this conversation at like a nice restaurant. And Kevin Hart's like, look around. This is the best selection of gay men in LA. And they're at like a gay brunch. And all of their conversation, I don't remember any of the specific lines from it. All of it, if it's overheard, could sound like Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart are having like a lover's quarrel. Which is pretty funny. But then Kevin Hart is like, you got to just go. Go get that guy at the bar and tell him you want to suck his dick. And Will Ferrell's like, well, I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to offend him. He's like, he won't be offended. That's why he's here. Go suck his dick. Sure enough, he walks up to the guy. The guy's completely down. They go into the bathroom. Will Ferrell can't fucking do it. He's on his knees. The guy is standing up. He's like, hey, Will Ferrell's like, I have to do this. It'll be better for me in the long run. Like, I just need to practice. He's like saying all this weird shit. And the guy's like, hey, this is a lot of weird foreplay, buddy. Can you just like do it? They show the guy's dick. Oh, we see Will Ferrell's ass multiple times because he keeps pushing his ass up against the glass for different reasons while his landscaper is landscaping. Wait, okay. Let me finish the dick sucking one. So yeah, basically he freaks out. He can't do it. And he runs away. But yeah, then they get, sorry. While he's in the restroom about to suck this guy's dick, this other guy comes and sits down at the table with Kevin Hart.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Hart's like, no, I'm good. I don't need to talk to you. And he's like, no, it's all right. We all know why we're all here, right? I overheard you talking. Let's talk. Let's talk about it. And Kevin Hart is like, no, so what you're not getting is if I joined your game, I would win. I'm a 9. You're like maybe a 6. And the guy's like, oh, thank you so much. And he's like, that's not a compliment. I'm not in this game. But if I was in this game, I would win. And the guy's like, you're welcome to play. You're on the bench. He's like, I'm not on the bench. He's like, no, oh, sorry. You're a starter. You're a starter. We'll put you in. You can be in the game. He's like, I don't want to be in the game. And then Will Ferrell comes running out. He's like, I can't do it. Blah, blah, blah. And then they're yelling at each other about, like, how he needs to get hard.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the speech, all the gay men are clapping, and they're leaving the brunch together. Because he goes on this whole speech about how important it is for, like, the Kevin Hart character to get him hard. Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, wow, no, it really is called Get Hard as a dick joke.
Yeah.
Duh. I can't believe I thought they overlooked that.
Right.
Like, you thought
it was just
bad.
About...
Yeah.
Being hard for prison.
No, it's a dick joke.
No, yeah.
The whole thing's a dick joke, and it's also a prison joke. Will Ferrell at some point decides he can't do it. He's going to run away. So he, like, cuts off the ankle bracelet, dyes his hair black. It's, like, dripping down his face. He runs and, like, finds Allison Brie having brunch with her friends. And he's like, we got to go. I already cut off the bracelet. I'm going to get a trip. We'll go to Mexico. And he's like, we'll just live in a shack. This is after she wants to, like, upgrade their big house. Mm-hmm. He's like, we'll just live in a shack. We don't need money. We just... need each other. We'll just get out of here. And yeah, he gets rearrested pretty fast. He doesn't get to do it. And at that incident, Allison Brie is like, yeah, I'm leaving you. Duh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then I guess she's never heard or seen again.
No.
Crazy stuff. But yeah, then I think I've covered all the little skit. It literally was just like a skit compilation.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And then the one that it ended on was... It's getting to be that Will Ferrell's like getting good at stuff. Like he's like been practicing things. Kind of like what you saw. Like yeah. He's like hiding things and like being weird. He has like a nice shirt on that has like written on the back like property of the state or whatever. But then Kevin Hart is like, wait, actually, I don't even remember which one of them made all the shivs. It might have been Will Ferrell because he was getting too good at it. I think that's about it. That's Get Hard starring Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart.
It is just a bunch of bits.
I don't know if it solved racism, but it did make like a funny point. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, also, I guess the precursor to the induction into all those gangs was at one point Kevin Hart is like, he calls his cousin and is like, hey, I'll pay you to tell me what it was like to be in prison.
Many critics citing the film's overuse of racial jokes.
That was the premise, yeah. It was a...
That was part of it.
That's kind of, okay, I do understand.
Like, they couldn't have done the movie with Will Ferrell and Jesse Eisenberg.
Right.
They could not.
For example, physically impossible.
Physically impossible.
I also think it would have worked less well with, like, Kevin Hart and...
Jesse Eisenberg?
Jesse Eisenberg. I don't think Jesse Eisenberg would work in this movie.
I can't believe... Within the same month, February was too long. I don't know, but I won't speak for you. How did I get the ick from both Jesse Eisenberg and Ezra Koenig?
In the same month?
In the same month.
Dude, okay.
Maybe like what?
I'm sorry, this month was so long. Yesterday, I spent like a solid 10 minutes because I was trying to remember an incident. I was like, there's no way that was only a week ago, and it was. And that's happened to me, like, multiple times in the past couple weeks, where I'm like, this thing happened, I know it happened, and then when I really nailed down the date, it happened, like, 5 days ago. I like that at some point, Will Ferrell was like, I guess since white guys age like milk, I may as well just be evil.
Yeah, movies. I like that he's leaning into it.
Like, if you look like President Business...
Right.
Just throw it away.
Right. Because also, there is no room for him to do what Adam Sandler is doing. Like, they can't both just, like, go be casual, like, ooh, I'm kind of cute now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm randomly at Fashion Week. No. Will Ferrell's got to keep doing this.
Yeah. I think Will Ferrell kind of wins comedy if he keeps doing this. Yep. I'll just be an asshole. Like, this is what I look like today.
Right. I'm not totally burnt out.
Yeah. What else has Will Ferrell been up to?
I hope he's in Dune 2.
Everyone's in Dune 2. All of his personal section is just sports.
Trivia. Will Ferrell stayed in character for all interviews and press releases. Oh, the movie also opens with Fancy by Iggy Azalea, which feels important.
Yeah. Oh, the movie ends with Changes by Tupac.
Oh, John Mayer comes back around. Because when Will Ferrell is leaving the country, he's, like, in a hotel room for a night before he gets caught again. And John Mayer is on Fallon on The Tonight Show. And Jimmy Fallon's like, oh, hey, you know, I heard something funny about you. I heard you were actually at that party where James King got arrested. Is that true? And he's like, yeah, man, that guy's weird. And then he uses the incident to promote his new single. Which I understand is making fun of pop musicians, but I think also might be something John Mayer would do.
Yeah.
This, for both scenes he was in, I couldn't tell if he's incredibly self-aware or completely not self-aware. Like, did he think he was making fun of someone else when he did that? I don't know, but...
Is Quiz Lady that movie you told me about?
Yeah, with Sandra Oh and Awkwafina in it.
And Will Ferrell.
I forgot he was in that.
Didn't he say it's, like, based in Pittsburgh or something? Maybe not.
It might have been. I don't remember. Quiz Lady's a great movie. I don't think it's very well received, but I enjoyed it. You already know. Yeah, no cornrows, no blackface. For 2015, they probably rode the line as close as they could.
I was going to say, I think they did as much as they could have.
It looks like both guys who worked on the screenplay work on Key and Peele, but they're also both white guys, so. I guess this movie would be written by two white guys who worked on Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck, Mary.
Everything
kill.
About this movie makes sense.
It makes, like, that. I think that's probably what surprised me most. There wasn't a moment where I was like, I don't understand why they did or included that.
Right.
Which I think goes to, I mean, Will Ferrell has been in, and Kevin Hart has also been in many comedies. Like, they're both well-seasoned. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Top billed cast, which is Will Ferrell's character's name is James.
That's why I kept getting confused.
Kevin James not in this movie.
No.
Will Ferrell as James. Kevin Hart as Darnell. Allison Brie as Alyssa. The number four is T.I.
Is T.I. in your half?
I'll be honest, I didn't. I don't know T.I. by his face.
Who he is?
Russell.
T.I. was in my half. He was the gang. He was the.
Was he the cousin?
Yeah.
I think Kevin he was Hart's on cousin. The phone with Kevin Hart. In my
yeah. I would recognize T.I. if he sang a T.I. song.
Right.
But
not. I don't know T.I.'s face.
Okay, so Allison Brie, Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart.
Yep.
I'm going to marry Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Because that just gets me right there to Rachel Dratch.
True. She's one click away.
I didn't even see Allison Brie, so I'm... And fuck Kevin Hart. You?
Allison Brie's character sucked in this movie. She was very one-note.
Yeah.
Just bitchy wife lady. Not her fault, but still true. So I'm gonna kill her. I guess. Fuck. No. No. I gotta kill Will Ferrell.
Did you think about killing or fucking Will Ferrell?
Yeah. I gotta kill Will Ferrell. No, I'm marrying Kevin Hart. He's clearly a provider for his family in this particular flick. Now, if we're talking about Real Husbands of Hollywood, Kevin Hart, I'd say no. Is that what that show is called?
Is he in that show? I saw a thing about... I'm still so confused. I don't know which Andy's which. The Andy on Bravo. I'm going to guess it's Andy Cohen.
Okay.
He is on, like, Real Housewives of something. I don't know. I was confused. But the people are coming out that he's, like, doing coke and stuff with the housewives, and he's, like, picking favorites.
Why wouldn't he be doing that?
That's what everyone's saying.
Who let a narc in the housewives' house?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna kill Will Ferrell, marry Kevin Hart, fuck Allison Brie. Okay, listen to our show wherever you find podcasts, and also become a patron for $900 a month. Just kidding, it's not that cost, but you have to find out yourself. Bye.
Bye.